Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Happy Sunday and welcome to another episode of the TalkSport Daily podcast. I'm your host, John Jackson, and there's only one place we can start. As Liverpool moved top of the Premier League just for a few hours, Norwich were relegated completely after defeated Aston Villa, and Manchester City ended the day back on top after they beat Leeds United. It was all part of a bumper game day across the TalkSport network.
Ball breaks to the right side. Cater's the edge of the penalty area. Play on. Gets it back from Schotter. Cater around the goalkeeper. He sticks it into an open net. But this will be looked at. Liverpool take the lead. After 19 minutes, Naby Keita takes the applause.
And the shot in is in. It's 2-0. It's Danny Ings. And that is Norwich, surely now relegated from the Premier League. Ings has got his goal. Brent Dier was involved in it against his former club. It's going to be a sad, sorry afternoon for Norwich City.
Looking for a fourth individual run, bowled over by Ayling. Some penalty appeals hit by Fernandinho. It's in. Manchester City have four. Came through a crowd, Melier saw it late. Fernandinho has finished this victory off with a flourish.
Well, as you heard there, Manchester City did not feel the pressure, ending the day back on top of the Premier League with a 4-0 win over Leeds United, who themselves have now been sucked back into that relegation battle. Here's the reaction from both managers, the former City winger Trevor Sinclair, as well as the former England striker Gabby Agbonlahor.
See you, raise you. Manchester City were knocked off their perch for a mere 5 hours. Liverpool went top at lunchtime. City will be top at bedtime.
Brilliant from Man City. Second half, I thought they were outstanding.
I mean, at that stage of the season, every single game is just as tough as it could be. Every single game seems like a final.
Real tough game. Incredible 3 victory. We help as a set pieces. We score a goal. And nothing, yeah. One game left, still top of the league, 4 games to play.
The champions keep one hand on their trophy. It is still theirs to lose. 1 point and one goal now ahead of Liverpool at the top.
It's going to be difficult, always, but it's always how you deal with it, how you manage it, and how you come out of the situation. And I think today, especially, we came out on top, and that's also the target for the next few weeks.
That was an exhibition from Manchester City, absolutely brutal, superb from set pieces, defended like the lives depended on it to keep that clean sheet, which they managed to earn. And very, very satisfying 45 minutes for Manchester City.
You know, I feel like Manchester City will win every game to the end of the season, and so will Liverpool. You'll win the Premier League, and I think, you know, it's City's time to win the Champions League.
City move on to 83 points, still one ahead of their perennial rivals with 4 games to go.
I don't think that we are expecting them to slip at any point, so we are not allowed to slip either, so no mistakes are allowed. It seems like it's going to be like that until the end of the season.
Leeds United lose for the first time in 6 games. 34 points. Arsenal and Chelsea next. Work to do if they are to play Manchester City again.
The only thing I can say to the fans is, besides thank you, is that our guys fight every day to do everything we can to make them proud.
You can't play against Man City and they're not giving away 2 set pieces when you're actually doing all right and you're getting in. And, just disappointing goals.
Listen, they can go down, but they're still in their hands, and you know, they've shown glimpses today that they've still got a lot of fight in them.
I thought we were brilliant for parts of the game today. I know it sounds silly, but you know, I really do believe that.
This team needs to be in the Premier League, because it's a club that, with support like this, you want teams like this in the Premier League.
We've been in squeaky bum time for the whole time I've been here, but we've handled it well. We've stayed calm, we've stayed focused, and we've managed to still get some results. So that's what we'll have to continue to do, is just keep our heads down and keep fighting.
Leeds, for me, we're playing as if they're safe. You know, the table shows that Leeds, 34 points. Leeds are in big trouble, and they could be one of the teams that I'm looking at going down. Forget Burnley and Everton. I think Leeds are in big trouble.
We know that we've got to win some more games to stay in this league, and the night is down to us.
It's going to be a tense end to the season, and you know, anything can happen. It wouldn't surprise me if Leeds actually did go down.
Liverpool remain just a point behind Manchester City after they beat Newcastle 1-0 at St James's Park. That was the early kickoff in the Premier League, which means it was our first of three exclusive commentaries on the TalkSport network. Now let's hear from Jurgen Klopp, the Newcastle boss Eddie Howe, and former England defender Mickey Gray, with just four games remaining in this thrilling title race.
And they put 3 points on the board again. Maybe they are seven games from immortality.
It was hard, that's clear, because of the circumstances, but I thought we were much better than you could have expected with playing 3 days ago.
Slightly disappointed with how we performed today. I thought it was a close game. I thought we competed in it. I thought we gave it our all. I just felt we were maybe lacking in quality.
Newcastle had started to get used to winning, but that was before they met Jurgen Klopp and his Reds.
I thought my boys did exceptionally well.
Not easy for opposing teams to come here. I think it would have been difficult for Liverpool today. We just couldn't give the crowd enough in terms of our attacking product.
You heard the atmosphere before the game. They were ready for something to happen in this stadium today, and I think they were let down a little bit.
Yeah, I think it constitutes progress, but I think I've always been the type of person that can never accept their tight defeats don't really mean anything to me. I think we want to win.
When they needed to be clinical on 21 minutes, Naby Keita sticks the ball in the back of the net, and that's the difference between a top side and a side who will go on places.
Keita around the goalkeeper. He sticks it into an open net, but this will be looked at. Liverpool take the lead, but Fabian Schär is complaining that he was fouled by James Milner in the build-up, and this goal should be chalked off. Huge controversy at St James's Park.
Sam, he wins the ball.
Anyhow, I think we was a little bit disappointed about the goal being given. They thought that there might...
When you ask him again, did you ask him already? It was in front of me. It was not a foul. If, then from Schär or Millie. It was Millie, or who was there? Just have a look. Don't make only a story up. It was nothing.
And in the words of a famous Geordie, every step they take, every move they make, every single day, Liverpool will be stalking them.
For us, the number of games we still have to play are really, it's a lot. With or without a Champions League final, it's a lot. So, and we should better win everything, because otherwise it could be tricky.
Certainly we want to improve. We want to produce a better standard of football for them to see. And hopefully through time and more time on the coaching pitch, we can produce that.
In the circumstances, top class performance. Really happy.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Let's stay with Saturday's Premier League action and something that might not surprise you, Norwich. Yeah, they became the first side to be relegated after they lost at Aston Villa, whilst Watford are all but down after throwing away a lead, losing 2-1 at home to in-form Burnley. If there was one team they didn't want to lose to, probably would be Burnley. Anyway, here's the fallout from a big day at the bottom, which includes the Watford assistant Ray Lewington, who believes his side are scared of playing at home.
And the final whistle goes, and Norwich City are relegated. A desperate feeling of deep disappointment for Dean Smith.
As we said, it's been a tough season for them. What could they have done differently?
First time relegated as a manager, so I've just been asked the question, how do you feel? I don't know yet.
Burnley have won at Watford, and that result, combined with Norwich's defeat today, means that this perennial yo-yo club are going back down to the Championship.
It's so difficult, but you know, you concede this many goals, it's almost impossible to stay up, especially when you're not prolific.
I think everybody knows there's been an inevitability over, you know, the last few weeks, but to get relegated on a performance like that, which I thought was good today, and we didn't deserve to lose, you know, was a bit disappointing.
Norwich City relegated from the Premier League for a record sixth time.
You know, this is Norwich's model, right? They came so close in previous years to going bust that they're not going to risk their future again in that manner. So they go about it in a different way. But I don't think the signings that they made were enough to stay up this season.
We're quite unique. We're, you know, a one-county club, a one-city club. And we need to be together now for the last four games and then hopefully aspire to winning the Championship again.
But the outcome for Norwich City is one that has felt inevitable for some time.
I'm disappointed and frustrated because, you know, I take responsibility. You know, I felt that we could come in and change things, but, you know, we unfortunately haven't had the quality to remain in the league.
Deep down, you probably thought, it's going to be a tough job with this group of players to keep them in the Premier League. And you look at their goal difference, Faye, minus 49, 21 points, don't score enough goals, can't really defend.
It's been inevitable for a while now, but yeah, not the best.
You know, deservedly they have gone down, but that group of players will be one of the best teams in the Championship next season, so you do fancy them to come straight back up.
The way this season's unravelled makes it perhaps even more disappointing than ever before, because 2 years ago, you know, Weber said, we sent Daniel Farke into war without a gun. This year is completely different. You know, 60 million invested, I think it was the sixth most in the Premier League, and I'd point the finger at Stuart Weber and the recruitment this time rather than the model lack of funding. Norwich fans are at a crossroads at the minute. Like you said, sixth relegation from the Premier League. I don't really know what the answer is.
A dark day for Watford as the final whistle goes from Craig Pawson. Victory here for Burnley.
I can't speak highly enough of how they've gone about that today, because that's not easy, that going into that sort of game where you know that much is at stake. You don't get free-flowing football. You don't get a lot of that, especially. So we're delighted to come out on the right end of it.
Well, the result was a massive disappointment, but I'm afraid we've got a fear factor at this place.
They're so emotionally charged. There's so much at stake in these games for both teams. So you just have to find a way of trying to win them.
You know, you start getting beat at home in front of your own supporters, and there's a sort of embarrassment, you know, you want to do it. So when you get a chance and you maybe to go ahead, you start to protect it a little bit more.
Limbs in the away end to our right-hand side, and no surprise from the travelling Burnley support. It's Josh Brownhill with the goal. They've turned this one round in the last 5 minutes.
You know, when that final whistle went, you can see what it means to everybody. I think, you know, it's absolutely massive.
We've just got to make sure we just keep picking up points, chipping away at that scoreboard. Again, group, stay honest, keep working hard and remember what we've done so far, but it's still a long way to go.
We're not finished yet, you know, we're not safe, you know, there's some big games coming up, but we've set ourselves up, got ourselves in a good position.
Watford now can only match Burnley's points tally. That's if they win their four remaining games. So in essence, you'd feel that could be the end of Watford's time in the Premier League.
There's four games to play, and in a situation like this, the most important thing is that they don't feel sorry for themselves. They get out and play with some pride. We don't allow it just to drift away, you know. We've got to try and go out there and compete. And that's really all we can do.
What a win again for Burnley here. 10 points now from 12 for Mike Jackson. City took over from Sean Dyche. What a comeback. What a game. Watford 1, Burnley 2.
You know, for us, it's absolutely massive. And, you know, it brings people into it. And that's what we wanted to do. Because at one point, people would have written us off and thought that we were dead and buried. And I think this last few games, four games, the points that we've got is amazing.
For me, it's just, are we prepared all this time so far? Is what's the next game? How can we influence the next game now? Enjoy tonight, recover tomorrow, and everything just goes into that next game now.
Like I say, for us, we've put ourselves in a great position. All we can keep doing is performing on the pitch and winning, and you know, hopefully we can do that.
Mike Jackson deserves a job for what he's done so far. Even if they were to go down, forget about Rooney. Mike Jackson should be the one they're looking to keep, because for me, I think he's going to keep them in the Premier League, because I look at the fixtures for Leeds, Everton and Burnley, and I fancy Burnley to get the most points out of four games out of all three teams.
So Burnley's victory at Vicarage Road moves them 5 points clear of Everton, but the Toffees do have two games in hand. Let's now hear from under fire Everton boss Frank Lampard, who is confident that their Premier League survival is very much still in their own hands.
Pressure should always be what you do when you get out of bed, how you can affect the day, how you can affect your training and your prep and the game. And for me, it's very simple. The situation is very clear. We have six games. We have to get as many points as we can in those six games. In that sense, it's in our hands for sure. And we have to handle that pressure. And that's what playing football is. We're very fortunate to play this game. We're very lucky to play a game we love as our job. Sometimes it puts you under pressure, and you have to handle the good and the bad. And if it's a tough moment, we just have to dig in.
So that's it for another TalkSport Daily podcast. Thank you very much for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Just do me one favour. Wherever you're listening, make sure you've already hit subscribe or follow. And if you haven't, hit it right now. Thanks very much. Don't forget, Sunday session on TalkSport comes from Goodison Park from 1 as Everton look for a much-needed win against Chelsea in their fight for survival. There'll be another one of these TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you can to get it. And until then, stay safe, everyone. Stay safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.